and he smiled for her, and began to lift his hand toward hers. But when he opened his mouth, the fire poured out. She saw his heart burning through his chest, and in an instant he was gone, consumed like a moth by a candle, turned to ash. She wept for her child, the promise of a sweet mouth on her breast, but her tears turned to steam as they touched her skin.
"Want to wake the dragon?"
Ghosts lined the hallway, dressed in the faded raiment of kings. In their hands were swords of pale fire. They had hair of silver, and hair of gold, and hair of platinum white, and their eyes were opal and amethyst, tourmaline and jade.
"Faster," they cried, "faster, faster."
She raised her feet, melting the stone wherever they touched.
"Faster,"
the ghost cried as one, and she screamed and threw herself forward. A great knife of pain ripped down her back, and she felt her skin tear open, and smelled the stench of burning blood, and saw the shadow of wings. And Daenerys Targaryen flew.
"Wake the dragon."
The door loomed before her, the red door, so close, so close. The hall was a blur around her, the coal receding behind.